This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And not since Sixth Sense and M. Night Shyamalan have Indians been so riveted on the Oscar celebration. Last night, hi-ho, Slumdog Millionaire took home the Oscar for Best Picture and seven other prizes. Listen to some of the reaction.
Getting these kind of awards is good.
Well, it's a good movie. The story is right what they have shown in the movie.
Definitely, we are very happy getting that because we got Oscar award.
These kind of stuff, you know, sells in the West. People in the slum, they don't want to go. They don't go to see movies in the multiplexes and all. It sells there. That's why they're making these kind of movies. I don't care about, you know, if it won the award or whatever.
A mixed verdict there on the streets of Mumbai. Linda Blake is a freelance TV producer and radio reporter in Delhi. Linda, what was the reaction to the win? It seems as though some people were really, really, kind of boosters of the movie, but it also sends a mixed message for certain people in India. Linda?
Hey, John, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Well, look, one Delhi reporter put it best. I mean, you go to the slums in Mumbai, people are cheering. They're praising, singing Jai Ho in the air, you know, the hit song. It's kind of the Yes We Can of India now, right? But at the same time, you ask these same people, okay, what are the Oscars? They don't even know. They know they should celebrate and that they dig the song, but they're not 100% sure, a good amount of the slum dwellers in Mumbai, what the Oscars are and kind of what that resonance is. So you go there, you see that. Then you go to kind of some of the higher echelons of society, and you look to the middle class, the type that, you know, will go to their McDonald's and have their expendable income and order their Macalo Tiki, and they're a bit concerned about this. They don't like that, you know, there's this sort of representation of India as sort of this impoverished country when there's been a 9% GDP growth, you know, in the past year. So there's really a want to get a full, thorough picture of India expressed in Western society.
But some of the images are so compelling. I mean, as compelling as Slumdog Millionaire itself was as a story for people unfamiliar with India. Mm-hmm. I saw a picture this morning in the Times of London that there were like 60 or 70 people all perched in front of a little television that was on a rickety stand watching the Oscars last night.
Right, and I think you really hit it, though. It's compelling for people who are unfamiliar with India. You look at the release of Slumdog Millionaire here in India after the Oscar nominations were announced. You look in any theater, about 25% of that theater was full. Why? Because these images are compelling for Westerners, but for a lot of Indians, and even for myself, who works as an expat, you know, I'm walking down the street, I have children, bless them, you know, begging, dirt-caked hands, tugging at my sleeves, asking for a biscuit most days. So it's very much in your face, and there's that thought, do you want to see that sort of shock and awe in the theaters as an Indian, or do you want to use the theater as kind of a Bollywood escapist method?
Well, maybe it's an export. I mean, in the same way that Hollywood doesn't really reflect actual life in the United States, is it possible these heroic images from India are a kind of cultural export? And we only just have a couple of seconds. What do you think?
I think that if indeed it is an export, let's hope that there also is a real understanding. Yes, this story is rags to riches within the plot line. Let's hope that there's also a story expressed about India's rags to riches journey.
Well, there's certainly plenty to talk about there, a complex, mixed reaction to the success of Slumdog Millionaire. Thanks for joining us, Linda Blake, freelance TV producer and radio reporter, self-described expat there on the streets of Delhi, India. Thanks, Linda.
Thanks so much. Don't got a six-word motto for you, but I can say Jai Ho repeatedly.
Good job. Jai Ho. Jai Ho three times. That's a motto.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.